As a result of a Section 504 compliance complaint a few years ago, we've been moving towards greater and greater access for the handicapped. First of all, through better notification, through our student handbook and through notices which we circulate twice a year, and then also through physical barrier removal in various different portions of the campus, curb cuts and accessibility.
It's a very accessible campus. There's ramps in every building, elevators where elevators are needed. People are pretty much, you know, there to help you out and everything.
So you should find this is a good place to get around?
I don't have any problems, and I have more problems than the normal person, well, the average person in a wheelchair would have, and I find it's very easy to get around. Barrier removal just means, like, if there's a curb, it's really hard to jump a curb in a wheelchair. They've just made a curb cut out, or if there's steps into a building, there's a ramp into the building, an elevator to get up the stairs. Just barriers that would be, you know, hard for a person in a wheelchair to overcome.
Is the wheelchair the standard for, as I say, anybody want to answer, the standard for considering handicapped access?
No, not always. What we've had to look at, and we still have a bit to go yet, would be with other handicaps, such as a hearing impairment or a visual impairment. This comes into play especially when we're talking about student registration materials or employment application materials. And we need to keep an eye out on making our application process and our student enrollment enrollment process accessible for those sorts of handicaps, which would be include such ways as taping enrollment information or having Braille information available upon request. It doesn't always mean that we need to have that right away, but we need to make it available if we have a need arise. We need to have it available relatively quickly.
On your personal handicap, you say you have more trouble than most people in a wheelchair. Would you mind saying why and how this affects you getting around this campus?
Well, I have a larger wheelchair than being at Electric, and tables aren't high enough because I'm a tall person anyway. And so the doors are wide enough and things like that. That's what affects me, whereas someone else in a manual wheelchair has a shorter, smaller chair, and they don't have all the equipment on it.
Now, does this accessibility on this campus, does it obviously makes it easier for you to do your job, but does it make the difference between you being able to work and not being able to work?
Yes, it does. If the campus wasn't accessible, I wouldn't be able to run over to the library and get information, or into one of the other buildings that I need to, you know, take information to or get information from. In this building, I have to go upstairs or downstairs, and if it wasn't accessible, I couldn't do it.
What are some of the, I'm pleased to know that we've got basically a good campus that way, are there any bottlenecks that you've discovered?
What do you mean by bottlenecks?
Any place that might be you can't get into, or some place that's extremely difficult to get into.
I haven't found anything that I've had to go to that's not that I can't get into. Every building that I've been in is accessible in one way or another.
We do have one sore spot on this campus, which is Constitution Hall. That contains the credit union and the bookstore. Right now it's totally inaccessible to someone in a wheelchair, and we plan this fall, I believe, on getting a stairlift in there. That has been our biggest accessibility hurdle to date, and we hope to have that taken care of this fall. Yeah, we like to let everyone know that if there is an accessibility problem, we are able to make some sort of reasonable accommodation so that a student or employee can be happy here. And that's one of the purposes of our notices, is to let people know that they can see me in this office or see Dick Stenard, who is the handicapped student coordinator. And if someone just lets us know about a problem, we'll be happy to make an accommodation for them.
Hypothetically, they were teaching a class on third floor Constitution Hall. Would a legitimate accommodation say, okay, you want to take this class, we'll move to first floor Greening? Is that a legitimate accommodation, or do they have to put in something immediately in the Constitution Hall?
No, quite definitely. What we usually do with the classes is, I don't know if this has ever come up on the campus, but we are more than happy to move them if there is a problem. Other situations, such as, for instance, the bowling alley isn't accessible. We would provide a handicap attendant to get into the alley. Right now, what we're doing with the bookstore is to provide a courier. If someone needs the services of the credit union or the bookstore, the university will provide courier service for that person.
So in other words, this university is in compliance, or in maybe a stronger word than that, with the spirit of the law.
We sure hope so.
What's your feeling?
I feel that everything is in compliance, and that they bend over backwards to make things easy for you. I don't think there's anybody that's had any problems.
Do you have any friends who are also handicapped that have shared their experiences on this campus with you?
Not really. I have a friend that's going to school here now that's handicapped, and he's just been back just the summer session, and I've run into him once, and he hasn't really had any problems that, you know, haven't overcome.
I've jumped around a fair amount. Is there anything I didn't ask either one of you that you'd like to include?
I can't think of
anything you'd like to add. Let me turn this off. One of the things I always do. Would you say your name?
My name's Terry Yealy.
Could you say it again, please?
Terry Yealy.
My name is Kim Bloom.